In recent months, the Navajo Nation has been considering changing its name to Diné. The proposal has been put on hold for now, but the debate raised issues of cultural identity for some Navajos. So what's in a name? To find out what it means for the Navajo people, I'm joined by Manly Begay. He's a professor in the Applied Indigenous Studies Department at Northern Arizona University. And Professor Begay, what are the origins of the Navajo name and of Diné?
The origin of the name or word Navajo is really debatable. There are several versions that have been uncovered. One is some people say that it's the Spanish adaptation of a Tewa Pueblo word, meaning farm fields in the valley. And then others say it comes from the Spanish word Navaja, meaning Clap's knife. And one thing that seems to be pretty clear is that the early Spanish folks actually gave the name Apaches de Navajo, or Navajo, which is translated into, you know, Apaches who farm in the valley, or Apaches from Navajo. You know, the name really is an imposition by outsiders. I think the word Navajo or the name Navajo really is not our name for ourselves. And Diné is one name that's given to Navajo people, but it's a much more colloquial name in a sense. We also have spiritual names as well, you know, and so the term that's much more affirmative of who we are as a people is Diyin Nahokat Diné, which is translated as Holy Earth Surface People.
So for so long you've been called the Navajo people. Do you feel like that is not right?
Well, I think it's a name that's been given to us, and we are recognized by that name. And as time goes on, names basically become their own definition.
Yeah.
So, you know, rather than thinking about sort of the original definition of the name Navajo, it has evolved into, I think, a name that's quite well known, is known among people of the world as, you know, we are a people of strength, of courage, of notoriety. We come from a warrior society. We also come from a peaceful society. And I think that's a name that has stuck with us in its redefined title.
Right. So do you feel like your people have been able to sort of take that name that was imposed on them and make it their own?
Well, I think we have. I think just by virtue of the accomplishments that we have made, I think we are no longer thought of in negative terms or derogatory terms. But in its purest sense, we, in not only ceremony, but in also cultural gatherings, when we speak our own language, we refer to ourselves by either our spiritual name or the general name, which is a much more accurate depiction of who we are.
What do you think is behind this impetus to change the name at this point?
Well, at the moment, you know, discussion is going on and about whether to change name or not. And back in, I think, 1993, the same movement also occurred. And this particular discussion has been precipitated by elders. And it's all within the context of political resurgence. You know, we're in an era of a renaissance, so to speak, of political sovereignty, or the assertion of political sovereignty, and newfound sense of pride in who we are as indigenous people, in this case as Navajo or Diné. And I think we're within this context where we're redefining who we are. We're in a moment of redefinition.
And I wonder if this does change at some point in the future, what kind of significance do you think that would have to the Navajo people?
Well, I think there are a lot of ways to look at this. Obviously, one of the ways is sort of economics, which is obviously a name change causes a bit of disarray and can be very expensive. And I think socially, it could really be the impetus for a renewed sense of pride in who we are as a people. And I think it could give a renewed sense of pride for our young people to recognize our true name in our own language.
So you think this is something we could see in the future?
It could very well be.
All right. Well, Manly Begay Jr. with Northern Arizona University, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.